We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by Emprise Bank. Coming up, the latest episode of Currently.
What's happening, everybody? It is game week. It is upon us. New stadium coming. First game, 2024. It's going to get crazy. It's Daniel Kuzer here with Christopher Wright. Christopher, tell me something good.
We got a game, man. In a couple days, we will be attending the very first women's only purpose-built soccer stadium.
What is going on? It is
Club, just, man.
It's been too long. It's been too long. The off season is a very short off season, but it feels like it's been forever because I've been constantly reminded that a new stadium is opening. I've had weekly updates about new restaurants and food offerings in this stadium. I've had news about parking to piss me off. there's been so many things and hype around this that it's here, man, and it's very exciting.
Seems like, a couple years ago we first heard that they were going to build a stadium, so time kind of flew. I don't know about you, but after about 1,000 emails from the Current regarding the stadium, I feel like time flew by pretty quickly.
Time has flown, absolutely. Folks, if this is your first episode, welcome. Jimmy tried to bait me yesterday on No Other Pot. He tried to bait me and talk about my thoughts on some KC Current, and I said, you know what? You're going to have to tune into Currently tomorrow. Because I'm not breaking it on here with you, baby.
Jimmy's not special. You're not like everybody else.
Yeah, man. You're not getting the rub. You're not getting the Currently rub. It's not going to happen. I save it for here. But, dude, we got some stuff to talk about, man. We've got, you know, the Kits. We talked about Kits last week. That was exciting. We signed a couple draft picks. We got players. Our roster's taking shape. Olipop is here to stay. Have you had that? You had Olipop?
I have. It's pretty good. Actually, you gave me some, I think. You shared some with me one time.
That's a very expensive soda. I can't believe I shared that with you.
That's what friends do.
Yeah. Nick, we'll talk about Olipop off the air. I'm not going to give them all this free publicity. They can buy ad time on KCSN. I can't remember if I asked you. Did you make it out to the open house Saturday?
I did not. I had a previous engagement, but I did follow a lot of people who did. So it looked like a really cool time.
Looked like a cool time. I saw, you know, a lot of fun posts about it. I saw some gripes. Always some gripes. There's gripes everywhere.
It's always going to happen.
It is what it is. I am excited to make my own assessment of my experience. That's what it's all about, right? It's like, okay, that's someone else's experience. I can't wait to make my own, and I hope it's not that.
I want to go in with an open mind, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
That's tough to do with some things nowadays, man. I think about that a lot with movies, and there's reviews everywhere, people giving it 6, 7 out of 10, or Rotten Tomatoes, whatever, and it's tough to go into a movie and make your own decision these days, because you're going to be influenced one way or the other from somewhere.
Yeah, your mind might be pre-blown before even walking into that theater. So I just stay away from everything.
It's tough. It is tough, man. We are constantly plugged in to the world. I did see things. I saw that maybe the seats are a little too small, that people's knees are up against the back. That's concerning for your boy over here, sitting at 6'2" on a confident day. But it's I'm not looking forward to having a man spread between Marissa, you know.
Yeah, not only that, but the people behind you. I don't want you behind me. I don't want knees in the back of my neck. And then I got to turn around and be kind of like, give them the look like, can you please shrink a little bit or figure it out so I'm not, you know, being kneed in the back of the head?
You could have a sectional consensus of everyone looking around being like, you uncomfortable? You uncomfortable? So we're standing, right? Everyone's down to stand? Like, and you just stand the whole game. Boom, it's a new supporter section.
That's not an easy fix. I don't know what you do. So
I don't know either, man. It's just... It's a risk. It's a risk you take buying something sight unseen. You know what I mean? People do it all the time. Cars, houses, the whole shebang. It happens. But we are buying these seats sight unseen. We're locked in for a season. So we'll try to make the best of it. You know what I mean?
I heard the seats were pretty comfortable, though. Aside from the, you know, the knee situation, I heard the seats themselves are pretty comfortable.
Oh, okay. I love a good comfy seat.
Yeah.
I'm known to have a bony butt. When you get past all the muscle.
Yeah, me too.
Guys, if you could, go ahead and do it. If it's your first time here, you can wait till after, make sure we're good enough. But if you could go leave us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
Hit pause real quick.
Pause, do it. I guarantee you're going to want to be coming in, showing up every week this season. We got some good things planned. We're hoping to have some players on here, some staff members, maybe some other members around the U.S. of the media that are in with NWSL, stuff like that. If I had it my way, we'd have some kind of interview every week. I don't know how sustainable that is, but we're going to do our best to have things lined up so you're not just listening to two guys talk about movies. So, cool. All that being said, man... preseason camp is over. We got the Portland Thorns coming to town. KC Current signed a couple of draft picks to the roster. Hope Heisey and Ellie Wheeler. That's exciting, right? I mean, whenever a draft pick can be signed to the roster, that means something's going well.
Right. So, like you mentioned, they were drafted this past year, and they signed through the 2024 season with options of, you know, next year as well, 2025.
Sure. Rookie trial.
Yeah. And I like it. I mean, Hope, she's probably going to be the third keeper, right? We're going to talk about it in a minute, but Silkowitz got called back. So, yeah, so that's pretty exciting. So she's probably going to be the third keeper on there. Ellie Wheeler, I mean, we're pretty thin at right back. So having a rookie with some tenacity who can come in, learn under, you know, some of the best, like Hannah Glass, you know, learn from some of the other outside backs under Vladko, develop, be the kind of player that Vladko, you know, wants in this system as a right back. She had a lot of playing time during training camp. So they like what they saw, man.
I dig it, man. I dig it. And as you said, Jordan Silkowitz was with the Brisbane Roar of the A-League. The Liberty A League in Australia, and she's back, man. She's back with the team. Should we expect her to, like, is she number? No, she's not number one. I mean, she'll be a backup keeper,
right?
But should we expect her to be the number two? I mean, is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Since Cassie Miller left, I mean, she's the clear number two. She absolutely balled out in Australia. Had highlight reel games left and right. Everybody was raving about her. I guarantee you we could have, you know, sold her to Brisbane if we had wanted to. So I think we got something in Jordan, and I think the Current just want to foster that and bring her in as the number two and, you know, give her some playing time if, you know, France struggles or, you know, maybe we have a game that's not necessarily the most impactful. You know, give her some playing time, see what she can do.
The thing. You know, injuries happen too. Branch, we hope she stays healthy, of course, but things happen. Little knocks happen here and there. It's very rare that a player at any position plays an entire season, like doesn't have a game off due to something as small as a contusion, right?
Right.
Shit happens. So, but I, dude, I think Casey Current knew this. They're like, dude, Silkowitz could be a prominent number two to fill in when needed. They loaned her out, and she's been playing, boy. She's just been playing game after game. Offseason? What offseason, Silkowitz says. I mean, there hasn't been one for her. And now, young lady like her, man, she got to go somewhere else. Like, she got to go to another country to play her profession, to play something she loves to do. So I just feel like that's such a neat opportunity.
And not only is it on the field experience, right, but off the field, learning how to be a professional at this level, that's the type of stuff that normally we don't get to see, but she's been able to do that this summer. So absolutely love it. You know, they were pretty high on her. I think they selected her, 18th overall 2 years ago. So they liked her from the beginning. And the fact that we had a new coaching staff, right? Vladko's part GM now, you know, and he wanted to bring her back, shows you that he has confidence in her as well. And this is where I wish we had like a challenge cup or something to give her some meaningful minutes while not taking away from some of those crucial games where we would prefer to have Franch in goal.
Oh, yeah, man. I do want to say she had a normal amount of saves for the amount of games she played. I'm seeing 71 saves in 18 matches. Dude, I mean, that's... Okay, what is that? 4 saves a game, I guess?
Yeah. 5 wins, 5 draws, 3 clean sheets, 4th in the league with 71 saves.
It's pretty wild.
For a rookie, it's pretty damn good.
Yeah, I'm just so happy for her, man. It looks like she made a good amount of friends, too. I was seeing on socials a lot of people wishing her the best, being sad she's leaving, stuff like that. So seemed to have made an impact in such a short amount of time there. So she is back in the fold. Hey, let's take a quick little ad break, and we'll be right back. Keep going.
We appreciate you supporting KC Sports Network by listening to our podcast. You have helped us become the highest-ranked Chiefs podcast network in 2022 and 2023. And don't forget about our daily Substack newsletter, the best written analysis you can find on the Chiefs straight to your inbox every day. kcsn.substack.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, I'm not sure if you need to know this right now, but what we've been doing over on the Sporting Podcast is KC Sports Network has a little deal with Holiday Distillery. And we, Jimmy and I have been doing a toast of the match situation. So after every match, you and I are going to do the same thing. And we don't necessarily have to talk about it. Me and Jimmy, it's just kind of been coming up organically. We haven't talked about it ahead of time or anything. And it's just someone we're like, kind of like our MVP of the game. You know, it doesn't have to be a player. Could be the fans. Could be a coach. You know, could be anything. An equipment person, ball boy, you know, a ball girl, whatever. But it's just something different, man. I know we're not, you know, we are very publicly sober people. So I know you drink on occasion, but we look at this. Just I got this right here, buddy. This little single batch Irish cream liqueur. Ooh. Yeah, if I was a drinker, that sounds very yummy. So it's just sitting here, and I will probably put that on display whenever we do that. So be thinking about that. And folks, if you ever think like someone is someone gets the toast of the match, I mean, hit us up on socials. See if you can influence us. I doubt.
I do want to see, can I go ahead and take over for my, you know, toast of the match already for this game?
For what game? The game hasn't happened.
It has not, but I think that the Kansas City current ownership deserve a toast of whatever match season.
Oh, okay.
For building this very first women's soccer stadium.
So a little preseason toast of the offseason there.
Exactly. Toast of the offseason, toast of the preseason. We'll knock our glasses together. But the very first women's only soccer stadium took a lot of investment, took a lot of guts. Brought a team here, made it happen, man. It's really cool.
Well, see, I'm throwing it back, man, to the original. You know how it's old because that design is cracking. Oh, you got
right
it too?
Right there with you.
I remember being on those cold bleachers with you, and I was like, I'm getting a hoodie. It's a lot colder than I thought, so I went and bought a hoodie. And then you were like, I think I might too.
I remember like one game, I was so cold, and I was stubborn. I was like, I'm not going to buy a sweater. You bought one, and I immediately regretted it as I almost froze to death.
Yeah.
And then another game, we got so sunburnt, man. Like, I think I didn't turn back to my normal pasty white self for about a month. It took that long to get back to my normal skin tone. And not a
bronze.
It was about as red as a shirt and right back to white.
That was pretty dumb of us because that was in the middle of the day. Like, dude, it was like wasn't it like a Friday afternoon or some shit?
Yeah, it was during a work week.
It was weird.
Day. Yeah, we had to take off.
Very weird. Very disrespectful to play sports at that time of day. What is this, baseball? Like, that's ridiculous. But what that means is that, dude, I think I still have like a tan line from that day. And that was from... That was from the freaking Monarch Stadium.
Yeah, that's
bad.
Learned. Lesson learned.
Hey, we're making history already, baby. We from sunburns to new stadiums. It all comes around, and I'm looking forward to more sunburns with you. But hopefully not. Let's just wear some sunscreen, like little smart guys.
Yeah, let's just do that.
My wife does not let me go anywhere without sunscreen anymore. She's kind of a mom, and that's probably best.
So we should just show up like right before we would get out of the car, just hands out, like give us some sunblock,
spray us down, you know, do whatever you got to do, the aerosol one, whatever you want to do, I'll take it. Hey, I want to spend a little time on this. Actually, we got a comment on YouTube from @FrostyCloud, and they said, if you guys had to choose a starting lineup for KC for the opener, if nobody was injured, what do you think that would be? Just want to also say I love your guys' channel, KC Baby, Teal Heart. So, thank you. Thank you for the question. I don't check this YouTube stuff enough, but people make sure I'm on top of it. And so I screenshotted it for the last week, and I've been holding it on my phone here. So, buddy, Let's talk lineups. Obviously, French and goal, right?
Yep. So are we going to do like a 4-4-3, like a traditional 4-4-3? Just keep
is that going. Is that what they do? I mean, that seems right.
Yeah. Without getting overly into like specifics, that kind of seems like a great way to approach it.
Okay.
4-4-3.
Yeah. Seems simple enough. So, I mean, okay. Go center backs. Who we got in there? I want us to think who we would want in there, not who's going to be in there, because that could be very different. Vlatko's been spending some time with these ladies, and we don't know what he's thinking.
I'm going to go with the two center backs. I'm going to go Ball for sure. I know we have two national team center backs. I get it, but last year when we crunched the numbers, Ball had quite literally a one goal difference when she was on the field. So her veteran leadership, her NWSL experience, I'm going to go Ball. And then for the other one, I'm going to go Lauren, man. You could go Balasagar. She almost murdered Alex Morgan on that one. I feel like sometimes she can get a touch reckless in the box. Given Lauren's height as well, I like that height in the box to defend against those set pieces. So I'm going to go Ball and Lauren.
I see it. I see what you're saying. It's crazy to think that, like, Gabby Robinson was such a name last year. Like, we were forced to say her name because she was forced to play a lot of minutes. And I think if everyone's healthy, she's not really in that picture right now. You know what I mean? And that's probably okay. She's growing, right? So, your outside backs then.
I think you got to put Mace at left.
Yeah.
I do like Izzy a lot too, so that's not a knock to Izzy. Just Mace is an exceptional player. You got to put her in one of her best positions. And then on the right-hand side, Hannah Gloss. I mean, she's one of the best players in the world when healthy. So if healthy, which I know is, it's tough, right?
If healthy. We didn't see a lot of her.
Bold, you know, italicized or highlighted, whatever you got to do. If we're healthy, Hannah Gloss is my right back.
This is wild, y'all. This team has just, it just looks so different. I mean, if you're just scrolling this roster, it's like, oh, yeah, there's those names. Yeah, yeah. And you're like, whoa, I forgot about this new person. You know, it's
yeah.
They just all come popping up. So, okay, that's your defense. Hannah Glass, Elizabeth Ball, Lauren, and Haley Mace. I can agree with that.
Yeah. And Stina, you could throw her in there, too. She's kind of on that cusp.
Sure.
Like you mentioned, though, with Gabby, if we have two national team players and they're out on international duty, Gabby is a great player to have to fill that spot, get some minutes, develop with the team again. And I feel like she, when the season started last year and she had to be there because we had nobody else, like the player she started is not the same player towards the end of the year. She's grown leaps and bounds, and credit to her for that development.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Your three midfielders then. I mean, you go ahead and slot Dabinha in there.
Yep.
That's the easiest one. Is Labonta?
I think you got one. Yeah. Yeah. Face of the team or one of the faces of the team.
She is
the creative.
Yeah. 100%. So where's your third coming from? I mean, while I do expect to see young Alex Pfeiffer get some minutes, I expect her to absolutely come in and provide a little spark off the bench. Who's that third midfielder?
I got it. It could be. She's working back from injury.
Is it DiBernardo?
It's DiBernardo. You know me. It's DiBernardo. Sure,
you know me. Yeah, I got the shirt. I'm a DiBernardo guy. You know?
She had so much shirts, bro.
I'm a DiBernardo guy. We got a t-shirt shop, by the way. We can put anything on a t-shirt.
You could.
Yeah. Take it back.
Yeah. I think you got to put her in there. Lavoisier is good as well. We got so much depth. You know, Claire Hutton is another player, a young player who you could kind of see get some minutes for development. But yeah, our best team, you know, putting them in there, DiBernardo's got to be.
I feel you. And, you know, God, there's even names like Desi Scott, man, or Sophie Braun. It's like these ladies can definitely get some time there. Vlatko's got a problem on his hands. And it's a good problem to have, don't get me wrong, but it seems difficult to make these kinds of decisions when you got these kind of players who could play all the time.
You know, we said that last year, but unfortunately, the decisions were made for us.
Yeah.
And it was kind of survival of the fittest, or who could, you know, walking wounded, who could get on the field.
We did. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, that brings us to forwards, which we've got a few of those. Is it Timwa? Is she going to be up there? Is it going to be that new Bia Zanerato? Michelle Prince. Who else? What am I missing for forwards? Michelle Cooper, obviously. And Kristen Hamilton. Then you got Alex Pfeiffer that can spend time up there. Alexa Spanstra. That's my t-shirt, by the way. I'm a Spanstra guy. That sounds right. I'm a Spanstra guy.
For good reason.
I geek out. I geek out over watching her play. I think she's wonderful, man. So that being said, I just named like six forwards, man. Who, you got to pick three. What are we doing?
Bia up top. She was
the right?
Yeah. Did you know she was the captain for Brazil in the final? Yeah. She was the captain against the U.S.
Well, sorry. She's a losing captain, I guess. America, baby. Fun game, though. Fun game.
Oh, that was a blast.
It wasn't, they didn't play in a pond like the game previously. That's wild.
That just reminded me, like, you're a kid, man, and you go play and you get tackled and you'd slide for a mile. I think Haran had a clip where she slid for like a good 10 feet.
Bro, quick side story. In football practice, when I was in high school, coach was doing a drill where he just threw the ball out there and two people up had to race for the fumble and just get to the fumble. You had to get there. And we did it in this huge little gutter ravine looking thing. There was water. It just rained. It was full of water. And we dive in there and I get the ball first and this big guy is on me and my helmet's being pushed and I am underwater, bro. Water is in my face mask and I'm going to drown. I thought I was going to die. High school football, just going to die. That's what I'm saying. That's what that reminds me of. A little PTSD action when it comes to playing in an ocean like that.
Ugh.
Anyways, thank you for letting me tell my story. That feels good to get that up.
I'm here for you.
So, Zanerato up top, huh?
Up top.
Flanking her.
I think you got to have Cooper on the right-hand side.
Okay.
I think you got to. You got to continue your development. You know, we gave up a lot to get her. She's a workhorse. You know, obviously, she didn't have the numbers that we were hoping for last year. I think you put this squad around her, we're putting her in the best situation to succeed.
Okay.
So I hope that can bring out the best. And on the left side, this one was tough, by the way. This one was tough, but I'm going to have to go with Michelle Prince. But I think you could slot Spanstra in there. I mean, for me, it's a 55-45 type of deal. But Spanstra's coming for her job, though. Like, look, she's coming.
I think a lot of these people we've slotted into their positions, I think a lot of them could easily come out in like the 65th minute for someone else on the bench. You know what I mean? To have some good rotation, depending on how the style of play is going, depending on how their fitness is, stuff like that. I don't know, man, there's options. And I'll be interested to know if by the way, I agree with everything you've said. I knew anything you said I would be on board with because I'm a yes man. But I think I'm a company man, but I think that it'll be fun to be there and be next to you and see what they roll out. See if we were correct.
And this game will be interesting because, you know, we had national team duty. So will Bia, who played a lot of minutes during the, you know, the cup, will she start? How many minutes will she get? Will she get 65, 90? Will she come in off the bench? Timwa, you know, I think she is probably the next one up in that center forward position. So, you know, Michelle Prince, obviously, you know, she had a calf injury. She's fine, but just needs a little bit of time. So Spanstra will probably start on that left side. But yeah, it's a good problem to have. You could, and they're different. Like Spanstra and Prince are two different types of players. Like Spanstra's very creative, fast, like kind of flashy. You know, we saw some of her goals cutting through the box and putting in the back of the net. We saw her back heel. Prince is a very, like, you know, she's a physical player. You know, she's going to run at you and either you move and get, you know, save yourself or you stay there and get ran over. Like, she's a very physical player. So, like you said, depending on the style, depending on what's going on, you have some options.
I think it has to be pointed out that nowhere here did you ever mention Kristen Hamilton's name, who has been pretty integral to our system. Is she going to be play less of a role this year?
I think so.
Yeah.
Hey, dating back from the trade, we brought her on. We brought her from North Carolina. We traded Amy Rodriguez along with Mace when we brought her on board. We were hoping Hamilton would be that player up top. And she just hasn't quite worked out. And there's been a lot of reasons for that. We've had different GMs, different coaches, different style. Like, nothing, there's not been enough continuity to really set up a lot of these players to truly succeed, because we just, every year there's a different coach or a different GM or, you know, something different is going on. So it's been hard to really lock in and focus. But, you know, when we went to the finals, right, we thought we needed something more. We always thought we needed something more. We're watching a player like Mal Swanson, Sophia Smith. Like, these are the players that we always kind of salivate over of getting on our team. And not every team has that, but I think we needed more than what we had. And I don't know what Tim was going to look like. It's kind of seeing her in this level of competition is an unknown for me.
Yeah.
I think Bia comes in and she takes that spot right away. I think Hamilton's going to have to really earn it. I just don't see how she starts up top.
Sure.
With that group.
Here's where I stand on that, though. If there's anyone you want on the bench to provide a spark, it's a pissed off Kristen Hamilton that she's not playing 90 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, if there's someone who's going to come out with fresh legs and fight for every ball, charge every goalkeeper on, you know, charge their goalkeeper when they get the ball, it's her, man. And so I feel very comfortable with like a 30 minutes of Kristen Hamilton at the end of the game or something, you know, if that's what it's got to be.
She's a veteran.
Sure.
She does what needs to be done. Her IQ is very high. She knows where to go. She knows how to attack space. She knows where to pull people out of. You know, when she came back from injury last year, she came in and provided a spark. So, yeah. I mean, there's no better veteran to have as like your third, you know, number nine than her. So,
yeah, absolutely. It's here, man. I'm interested to know if a lot of that, I think a lot of what we said was correct, because of course it was. Did you see NWSL is extending their partnership with Amazon before the season even started?
I just caught a glimpse of it yesterday.
Yeah. Kind of neat. You know, it's obviously you can watch some games on Prime. Hell, you can watch the Challenge Cup on Prime, which you're like, oh, I thought the Challenge Cup was gone. It kind of is, but they're having a one game thing and still calling it the Challenge Cup. What the hell is that?
I don't know. I think it's maybe they're a farewell. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
I mean, I despise it. I absolutely hate it. I will watch the game. I think it's going to be an exciting matchup, but I'm pissed that it's still called that. You know,
money's on the line, so players are going to play.
Yeah, very true. But dude, Amazon's going to be like the official merchandise provider. Is that right? Like, you can go to their Amazon fan shop and shop all the looks, shop by team. Like, I can click Casey Current right now, and up comes everything. Did you know this?
I have not attempted it yet. So I'm glad to see you got to the bottom of that.
Yeah, I'm on it, man. You got all the shirts, man, all the hoodies and everything, vintage shirts. You got Lola Bonta's Selly Queen shirt and hoodie. Trading cards. I know you get down on some trading cards.
I love that, because if you have Prime, you know, you can skip the shipping altogether. I don't know what the price point is. I don't know if it's the same as what it would be in stadium or at the official shop. But if you have Prime, man, you don't have to worry about paying some ridiculous shipping charge.
Agreed. I will say, just upon perusing this, I'm not seeing any, you know, Nike's their brand and everything.
Right.
Nike hoodie on now. I don't see any Nike branded stuff. So that's probably stadium only, right?
Could be. We'll find out on Saturday.
Yeah, I don't hate this, though. There's a lot of good stuff on here now that I'm perusing it. And I enjoy the trading card thing, man. Do you want a Mallory Weber card for $2? You could have it. So that's cool. Being able to watch games on Prime is kind of neat as well, I think.
Yeah. I mean, having the number one, I don't know, retail company in the world, you know, to facilitate the sale of your goods, it's got to be a good thing. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, we may not be the first United States women's soccer match to kick off the weekend because the Challenge Cup, quotes, is on Friday. But we are we kick off the regular season, man. It's our game, Portland Thorns, a noon kickoff. So, long day for all if we're heading to that sporting game later that night, you know?
Yeah, it's going to be, like, get there, I don't know, 10:30 or something, peruse around, get some food, 11, whatever the case is. We're going to get, it's a 12-hour day for us.
We should chat and see what time we want to get up there. It's going to be wild. I'm sure of it.
I want to explore. I like to explore. New stadium, I'm just going to go walk around, do my thing, and explore. I want to see all the nooks and crannies of that stadium.
Let's relax. It seats 12,000 people. It's not that big of a stadium.
I got excited.
Just hold on. You act like you're going to go get lost on the upper level or something. But I think I am excited. I've seen some pictures of the and price points of food and drinks and whatnot. Have you seen these pictures?
It seems fair. I mean, a little. What do you expect? It's stadium.
No, I got put in my place a couple weeks ago over on No Other Pod where I think I said something about a beer and I said some ridiculous price. And Jimmy's like, "You think that's how much a beer cost? It's like $13 or something." I was like, "Oh, I have no idea." I undershot it by like $6 or some shit.
What did you guess?
I might have said $7.
Okay.
I thought that seemed, I don't know, man. I'm out of the game. I forget.
Dude, I'm still in that stage of life where I feel like a t-shirt's $20. Like, yeah, you know, like
insane.
I haven't moved on in my head. I'm still,
yeah,
I'm still 2005.
I mean, $7. I mean, what's that going to get you? You know, a little, Nick says a small popcorn could get you a little popcorn.
Get you a water. Probably get you a water.
No,
a bottle of water.
$7 water. I will stay dehydrated and save my $7. You think they got water fountains?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Certainly.
Find out. I'll find out on Saturday. I'll find it for you.
Water. Again, Explorer Jones over here. I feel that water fountains have been ruined for me, man. Pandemic life. It feels ruined. Remember how we weren't allowed. We weren't allowed to have fountains. They took it from us. But it's back.
I don't mind.
Hey, what? Trying to get you out of here in time for your real job. For your meeting here. What else we got to talk about? Anything? Any NWSL games this weekend that you'll have your eye on?
I mean, really, I'm just focusing on the first one. I don't want to look too much past our game. I don't want to get any hope or expectations on our game or any other game. You know, this game with Portland, I'm just going to look at it as, I just want to see where we are. Yeah, we're playing one of the best teams in the league, consistently one of the best teams in the league. Have a really good roster. They crushed us last year at home. They're a perennial either championship game or like Shield Cup winner. They're always in it. So I just want to compete, right? If we get a draw, I'll be happy. You know, I'll be ecstatic. I would like to have a win, obviously. Yeah. Open up a stadium with a win, but we're playing one of the best teams in the country.
There's that feel of the first game of the year to kind of sit back. Maybe get your footing, kind of feel things out. I don't necessarily like that. Like, let's go. You've had your preseason. You know, let's rock it out. I remember last year it started really freaking slow, you know?
Yeah.
And then injuries started piling up. But as far as other games go, I will say I am interested to see Bay FC at Angel City.
Okay.
And Chicago at Utah. You know, your expansion teams there. I think those are, you know, will have the most eyes being new clubs.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Cool. Anything else?
Yeah, idea. So, taking a look at this game, Sophia Smith, some of these players are coming off of national duty as well. Sam Coffey's a terror. Yeah. Their back line is going to be pretty good. They got Hubley, who was there last year, Sauerbrunn, Rena Reyes, Klingenberg. That back line, they had that back line last year, so they have some continuity there. Olivia Moultrie, by the way, is a young star. They don't have, Crystal Dunn. She went to Gotham. So their team is not quite the same. So they may be trying to figure some things out as well. But they do have Sophia Smith. They do have Weaver. So they're going to be a problem. But I don't know. It feels like they're a little different to me. So I don't know if they're going to be the same team as last year. I just wonder if Vladko can find a way to exploit any weaknesses they have. Other than that, man, I'm excited. I'm excited to see how we compete, right? I'm excited to see how, if we're down one, how do we respond? To me, it's a mentality thing. I just want to see how we respond to the very, you know, the opening to the stadium, playing a tough team. Obviously, I like to come away with points, but to me, it's more of how are we going to respond to this game?
Yeah, man. It's Portland's that team. It's that team that's a name. Right. You hear it and you're like, oh boy, like they're always pretty good. And a lot of national players come from that squad. That being said, man, there's no better time to test yourself. There's right out the gate, no sitting back. And every game's a test, man. There's only 12 teams in this league. So it's like just every game has significant meaning. No team is worse than
14.
Huh? 14. So
I said 12.
Because there was 12 last year. There you go. Still, I mean, every team has the ability to beat the other. So it's going to be one hell of a ride. Just kind of looking at the Thorns website, seeing if anything popped out to me. But nothing really. Not really.
I was looking on CBS Soccer, right? Just taking a look at some of the coverage they have. And they did a power rankings, like right now.
Hey, okay.
And they have Portland at 5. You know, obviously.
Can I guess where we are?
Please do. What do you got?
Well, I think they put us below 5.
They put us below 5. That is
okay. Are we at like 10?
Got to go down a little further.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, indeed.
Oh, no. Are we 12?
We are 13th.
Oh, boy.
Right above Bay FC.
Who, no one likes CBS Sports anyways. Like, a bunch of hacks. They're nothing.
That's bulletin board material. Put that up on the, you know, at the wall.
Also, no one's ever looked at power rankings and been like, that person's going to win the whole league, whoever's at the top of that. You know, it's just never been that way, man. Like, Inter Miami could have a crappy game over in MLS, and power rankings are still all over that Leo Messi hype train, and they're like, they're still number one in our books. So it is what it is. I've never understood it.
Yeah.
Who's number one?
Gotham.
Gotham won.
Which makes sense. They won it last year, and they got a bunch of players, so.
They restocked, yeah.
They restocked. Kind of like we did, right? Like, last year went to the finals?
I mean.
Or not last year, but year prior, we got better from a roster standpoint, and then finished second to last.
You're going to
never know. You never know.
You're going to have players itching to make an impact because people are getting older. You can't play forever. Also, when it comes to women's soccer, women want to have kids sometimes. They want to step away from the game either for a bit or forever. You just don't know. So I look at some of those veteran players on our team and who does this mean more to? You know what I mean? I think, it'll be fun to watch their play all year.
It's a good point. This stadium means something differently, probably differently to Kristen Hamilton than it does Ellie Wheeler, right? You have one player who's got paid damn near minimum wage, you know, some of the crappiest stadiums the NWSL could offer years ago to Wheeler, who's coming into the very first stadium, right? So, like I said, it means a little something differently.
True. Yeah, very true. Oh, man, just so excited, guys. I think they are getting, like, the shuttles going at, like, 8 a.m. on Saturday, right?
Oh, by the way, what do you think of no tailgating? I know you're not a drinker, by the way, but no tailgating.
Even though I don't drink, I don't mind the occasional hanging out at a bar or being around tailgates. Like, it's just that it's that atmosphere that is just fun, positive, and it sucks. What are they going to do? I mean, people are going to want to do something, right? So, like, where will they go before games, especially for an early game?
I know there's some tailgates out there that are, not in the parking lot, so there's some stuff set up.
Is there?
Yeah, I think the Blue Crew has something. I think there's another one or two out there. So
cool.
Hopefully they get to have a good time pregame and come in there ready to bring the energy. And back when we did some of the sporting tailgates, I missed some of your food. So maybe y'all can convince you to cook for me. I don't know. We'll see.
I do enjoy cooking. We love good snacks, man. I've been on a breakfast food kick, by the way. And okay. I know you make a lot of, like, tofu and rice and stuff like that. You're pretty basic when it comes to the tofu.
Very basic.
I have made over and over and over tofu scrambled eggs. And it is literally everything in my life. I know I'm getting good soy protein here. But then I'll throw in, like, some vegan cheese and vegan ham in there. Holy shit, it tastes like eggs, bro. I also have a little, I don't know if you know about this, it's like a black salt that, like, smells stinky like eggs. It gives it that egg flavor.
Interesting.
Insane. Stick with me, baby. You'll never go hungry.
And I got one last question. I'm going to put you on the spot. One last question for you real quick. We did it last year. We're going to do it again here before the start of the season. Who do you predict to be the current MVP of the season?
Oh, boy.
You didn't know this was coming.
I mean, you got to go. You got the obvious choice is Dabinia. Right? I mean, that's not hard.
It's not hard. Last year I think we both chose Low because we didn't want to pick Dabinia. But now that our team is a little different, I'm going to go Dabinia.
She matters. She's that link between the defense and the forwards. And not only that, but she can go forward and make things happen. So I just think MVP stands for most valuable player. And that feels like we're better with her on the field.
I think she's going to score a good amount of goals. I think she's going to have more assists. Look at our connection with Bia, right? Like, there's going to be some level of connection there that she didn't have with any of the other attackers. So I'm going to pick Dabinia. I don't want to get too much of a somber note, but it's her last year under contract with the team. So I hope something happens, they extend her. So I'm going to try and enjoy every minute of her this year. You never know. You never know.
You never know, man. We'll have to keep our fingers crossed that hopefully everyone here's to a healthy season. That's my holiday distillery toast to a healthy season. Cool. Well, let's get out of here, man. This has been a good first pot to kick off the year. Here's to a home W, a big victory this weekend, and we'll be back to recap it all next weekend for you guys. So if you want to follow us on socials, we're at No Other Pod, at Dan Kuser, at Chris Wright 21. Send us an email, nootherpod@gmail.com. And we're on YouTube as well. So we do see your comments if that's where you choose to leave comments on our beautiful faces. So that being said, he's Chris. I'm Daniel, and we love you to death. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to KC Sports Network. We appreciate your support. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard. You can find all six of our channels covering the Chiefs, Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain. Educate. Inform. KC Sports Network.